From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, we are coming to you, how do they put it, a super secret special location. Uh-huh. And I am thrilled to welcome back Jade Bird. Hi.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I am doing extremely well, as good. Are you, I gather, from everything that has gone on since the last time you were here to visit with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been busy.
It's actually not been all that long ago, and it just seems like maybe due to the JPR bump that you...
I get what you mean.
I mean, it kind of exploded right after, right?
Yeah, I think like with the tracks and stuff that came out and, you know, like I've just kind of been following. And it's quite a few places, you know, like you got Europe and London and America's not a small place. So I guess, you know, I've just been doing the rounds really and meeting new people. So
yeah, and our live session that we did back in our old basement studio was really one of the first American radio appearances that you had done. It was sort of your introduction to American audiences.
Yeah.
As the months go by, NPR chooses you as one of their slingshot artists tries to have a national coordinated campaign to elevate certain artists that they believe in to a little bit higher status. Mm-hmm. That seems to have gone pretty well.
Yeah, it's like I was talking to you before, because I'm on a Brandi Carlile tour right now for like a week before my own tour starts in two. We actually met at the non-com, so where the AAA kind of everyone got together, and I did a little kind of talk in front of the panel and stuff like that, and it was just a really nice kind of come together of music lovers and music fans, and it was nice to see everyone I'd met over the year as well, you know, like people I'd gone and done interviews
at all the
in
different
small
stations
towns.
Right,
yeah, it was the loveliest thing, and like I said, for the Brandi thing to come out was just a bonus. So yeah, it was really great.
And for folks that are unfamiliar, Non-Com is a music conference for record label folks, independent music promoters, people from radio stations, and it happens to take place at one of the coolest places ever, which is WXPN in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Not only a radio station, but a great live music venue, both upstairs and down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which stage did you play? Were you upstairs or down?
I was downstairs.
Yeah,
it's quite a big stage. I played it on my own, but honestly, the crowd were lovely, like really quiet, kind of, you never know what to expect, especially like being on support quite a bit. You know, you can get some rowdy crowds, but honestly, everyone, it was like pin drop silence. It was awesome. And funny story, my boyfriend actually crossed down to a not so good part of Philadelphia while looking for flowers for someone, and he kind of got stuck. He said people, you know, were a bit armed and dangerous, and he quickly had to wander back out, but Philadelphia was good to me personally.
Well, let's talk music.
Yes.
When you were last here, there was an introductory EP that came out, and it wasn't all soft and mellow, but, you know, largely soft and mellow. Now there are some sample tunes from what will undoubtedly be an upcoming record.
Yes.
And they are not mellow and they are not soft. This is seemingly a different side of you, but I remember from when you were here, it's really not.
Yeah.
This has been in you all along.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like, I always say it's like a shade of the spectrum of kind of me, because that's how I feel it is. And I guess like, you know me, I've always been into my kind of soft folk and Americana like artists, but for some reason I'm into like a new kind of punk energy now. It's like a kind of gritty, bluesy feel. It's still got my roots in it, but it's just more, it's more confrontational, and I feel like at 20, being a young woman, that's who I am, especially at a time like this, you know, so it makes sense to put this music out now.
Yeah. Well, you might be able to hear a little bit of wind rustling through the trees, because we are actually outside and you have, I think, the same guitar.
Yeah, my white one, Taylor. Yeah, I call it my Dolly one.
But will you play us something?
Yeah, of course. Do you wanna hear our huh?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon? But her boss runs his fingers round a pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved if you're thinking that she's good. God, nah, God, nah, she got you on your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little. She wears short skirts, so you don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work, so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With a European accent, does she speak Oh, so gentle, and it's none of my business. And I don't want to get involved if you think that she's good. I think you should be proud. She got you on your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little toy. She's got a box full of the daddy lollipops. She asks you if you love her, and you nod and say, uh-huh, sure you would hurt. But you don't seem to see. But while she's at her work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you with us, but you don't seem to see. But while she's at her work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you on your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little boy. She's got a box full of the daddy lollipops. She asks you if you love her, and you nod and say, uh-huh, she asks you.
That is Jade Bird playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. So earlier today, one of my staffers, on-air folks, asked, so who are you mad at when you wrote that tune?
Who am I mad at? I'm quite an angsty person. You know, I'm quite impatient, and I have my bad traits. And I think probably a bit of a short fuse might be one. I tend to get a little bit like, ah! I'm very dramatic. So I think, you know, this one, you know, if anybody knows my music, sometimes I write about personal experience, which was Lottery, the last single I had out in January. You know, that kind of tracked a whole thing. It was like I was in a bar, I was talking to an ex. I was kind of like, are you still betting on me? Whereas this one is more of a kind of conceptual fictional thing, and it's a story based on like karma. You know, it's like someone cheating on you and then getting cheated on. It's kind of I like to write songs about cheating quite a lot. So this one made sense, a double affair.
Well, some of your musical heroes used to like to write songs about cheating.
Yeah,
if you
you're
go back
so right.
Far enough in time.
And it's like I always say, you know, I've had direct kind of transitions in the family that have involved such things. So it's not entirely made up. It's not entirely fictional. You know, like I've had certain people in the family come up and be like, I can't believe you've written that song. You know, it's like my experience. And I guess like that shows it's authentic in a way, I guess is what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah. Well, you wrote a song about a bar.
A bar.
You are all of what, 20 now?
Yeah. Well, it was a British bar. I've been all right for 2 years in the UK. Yeah.
You must be quite the challenge for sound guys. You are not particularly large individual, but what comes out certainly is.
Yeah, it's always like quiet and then like whoop.
And extremely loud. And I can only imagine folks who are not familiar with what you are about to do can be caught a little off guard.
Yeah, and I like that. I always like kind of define expectation. I like the fact people see an acoustic guitar and expect a folk singer-songwriter, you know, girl with long hair, and they're like, here we go. And then kind of being able to do a half, you know, punk mentality in the song, I feel good about that. You know, I like to try and do something different. I'm always thinking, like, what does the world really need from me? And, you know, it might just be that.
I think just the world needs you.
Well, we'll see about that, but...
you mentioned Lottery, the first single from the album. I'm guessing it's going to be on the record.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to be on the record. The record is coming relatively soon, right?
Well, we're actually going up. So for anyone that doesn't know, I actually recorded in upstate New York with a guy called Simone Felice. And we started off when I was probably just about to turn 19, started off just making music and the Something American EP. And we're kind of coming to the end in December. I'll go up my band I'm playing with now and finish off the record. I've got about 6 new tracks, which is quite the shift because I thought I've had the record for a while. And I always say it's a bit like a football league. You're like knocking the better ones, the worst ones out for the better ones. You know what I mean? So we're going to go finish it in December and it'll be out early next year.
Those bad ones will be what show up on an EP 6 months later.
You're so right. You're so right. It kills me. They're not bad. You know, they're just the album is shaping up to be me right now. And I guess stuff that doesn't feel as present can come in like a separate project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jade Bird is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Will you play us another tune?
Yeah, what should I play? What are you feeling?
Whatever you like.
Okay.
I was 19 and you were 23, and we stayed in number 4 Ferdinand Street. We spent five talking about our lives, but we'd talk like that about a thousand times, and I'm bored of all that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, yeah. You got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. I tell you about a guy that I've been with. You ask how old is he, and I left 26. No, but he's 30. How messed up is that? I forget it. He says I'm a jealous man, and I don't wanna talk about that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, yeah. You got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. Are you still betting? It's just a numbers game in my mind. And we've been here a thousand times. A thousand times, a thousand. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, yeah. You got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. Are you still betting?
That is Lottery, a tune you probably recognize quite well. It's Jade Bird playing live for us here on Jefferson Public Radio. That from the upcoming full-length debut here in the States, still as of yet unnamed, I seem to recall reading.
Yeah, I've been banging about with some ideas. To be brutally honest with you, a name I thought of, people were finding it hard to pronounce. So it's probably not going to be that, you know. But it'll be on the EP after in 6 months.
You mentioned full band tour. So you're out on support now for Brandi Carlile,
yes.
Undoubtedly playing some venues that are large and huge crowds and really receptive crowds. And then you finish with that, also great exposure, I should say,
yeah, 100%.
Right, to her fans. And then you wrap that up and immediately have to switch gears and go out headlining with your band.
Yeah, exactly. And it's quite nerve-wracking. I've said this before, but I put kind of a lot of pressure on myself because I just feel like everything is setting the standard. And every time I set the standard, it goes up because I'm trying to kind of, you know, reach this next phase. And I feel like it should in the live performance. I've always said, you know, I probably said this to you when we first met. It's like my songwriting and live performance are my two strongest things. You know, I write all these songs 100% by myself.
And you've been doing it forever.
Yeah. Since
For someone who's not very old.
Yeah, since I was about 12 or 13. Yeah. So I guess like what I'm trying to say is with this like live show, when we come to cities, even for the first time, I want people to be like, oh, you know, this is special, you know?
Yeah. Is there a date?
A date?
For the record.
Oh, I don't think so. There's not actually one set just yet. But like I said, it won't be far along early next year at all.
Can we expect more of the sound that we know from Lottery and Aha?
100%.
Yeah, sort of a bigger, you know, kind of on the cusp of rock. It's not really rock, but sort of that in between zone.
Absolutely. There's a track I'm super excited about. I'll be playing live. I'll be playing everything live on this tour pretty much. I kind of test a lot of my stuff out live. So if the audience are receptive, I really take that on board. And if they're not, the song often gets binned, you know, because I'm like, well, if they don't like it, then they're not going to like it on an album. It's going to make no difference. I think a lot more of what you're hearing now. And there's also, you know, I play piano. I write a lot of songs on the piano. So I'm looking forward to sharing that phase with people too.
And tell me about the band. Who have you put together?
So the band are my friends. My boyfriend plays guitar for me. He's a really cool dude. He's kind of got, you know, white blonde hair. You'll see him on the videos that are out, the live videos. And then we've got a guy called Caps on drums, and he plays for a band called the Mystery Jets. And they're kind of a big band in England, a big indie band. They've been going for a little while. Really talented drummer. And then the bassist is, I met the bassist when I met my boyfriend at a show I was playing in London. And the bassist is my boyfriend's best friend.
All right.
Sorry, this is such a long-winded way of kind of I'm stamping my foot to get it in my brain. But yeah, we're all basically a proper family. Like we've bought cornhole for the tour bus because we all really enjoyed that in New York. Yeah. So we got that and poker, Texas Hold'em.
Is cornhole not a thing that you do in back in the UK?
No, not at all. It's a proper sport here.
There's a professional league.
There's
here.
A league. I know. I'm
and,
planning
and
on
it's
entering.
It's on television,
it.
In
yeah.
fact.
No.
I think it's sponsored by like the Johnsonville Sausage Company. You know, yeah, just something Dude. To aspire to when music might not work out.
Oh my right? God, that is amazing! But yeah, I think we'll be entering professionally after the tour's gone. So look for us on the professional cornhole leagues.
Well, I know the full band tour is taking you up and down the West Coast.
Yes.
If there is a chance in your schedule and you've got some time to stop by with the whole crew,
yes,
and play for us, we'd love to have you back.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank
it's
you so
much, It's a joy
much,
to see
man.
You again. I'm so impressed with what's going on in your world.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it. And thank you for letting us in this beautiful garden by here. This is amazing.
You're very welcome. Jade Bird is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record with the unpronounceable title soon to be changed will be due out sometime later this year. Jade-Bird.com is the website to go for information or all of the social media places. It's been lovely.
Oh man, it's been the best.
Thanks
I've really enjoyed this.
This
is the first one back in the States as well.
Oh, right on.
So hi guys.
Will you play us one more tune to wrap up?
Sure.
What do you want to do?
Don't know. All right, this is brand new. So I hope listeners know that this is new.
It's an exclusive to us.
It's called Does Anybody Know?
Time goes slowly, walking through the city like the reckoning. I'm alone out here, and all this noise, static from the TVs and the telephone poles that won't connect you to me. Does anybody know I've been out here waiting? Does anybody know I still call for you? Does anybody know there's a soul that needs saving? Does anybody know you're like I do? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Nothing like the hues framed by the sun, like the colors in you. They can hurt someone. Shall I leave you alone? Is that what you want? These streets go on forever. I could hone them in heaven. Does anybody know I've been out here waiting? Does anybody know I still call for you? Does anybody know there's a soul that needs saving? Does anybody know you like I do? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
Do me a favor. Don't bin that one.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Jade Bird is playing for us live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album due out later this year. Information online at jade-bird.com. Jade, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's so lovely to see you again.
Really appreciate it.